Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Texans have a chance to sign a six-time Pro Bowler to add to their defense. Gerald McCoy on the market. Tampa Bay released him yesterday. He's been linked to many teams, including the Indianapolis Colts, the New England Patriots, the Cleveland Browns, contenders. Now, does he consider the Texans a contender? And furthermore, would the Texans be willing to pursue a guy like Gerald McCoy, who spent the majority of his time playing in a 4-3 defense and would come to a base 3-4 defense here in Houston? A lot of people say, well, it doesn't make a lot of sense because of those reasons. However, we've seen this a year ago. We saw this happen last season. And Ndamukong Suh, five-time Pro Bowler, 31 years old compared to the six Pro Bowls and the 31 years old of Gerald McCoy. He went to the Rams to run a 3-4 defense for a team that he felt was close to winning a Super Bowl ring, and he was a quarter away from winning one. Got to see if Gerald McCoy, who is from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, played his college ball out there at Oklahoma, would want to come a little bit closer to home and play on this defense. And furthermore, we got to see if Brian Gain thinks that that would be a schematic fit. John Lopez, give me your pitch as Brian Gain. If you're talking to Gerald McCoy and you're on the phone with his agent, let's pretend that you do want him to come here. Tell me why I, Gerald McCoy, should come to the Houston Texans instead of the other teams that have been linked to me.
Well, we can pay you now, and we can give you an opportunity to get really paid later. Because what you do and what you get when you come to Houston is you're going to be manning the middle of our defense at some point. You maybe even play outside a little bit inside the tackles. But what you're going to do is, regardless, you're going to be between J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. You have not been single-teamed in years. Here, because let's face it, in Tampa, you were the defensive line, especially in the past year, so people could just concentrate on you. Here, you're going to be single-teamed. You're going to dominate from the middle. We're going to pay you because we have the second most salary cap space in the NFL, and we're going to give you a chance to get really paid later. And, oh, by the way, there is no state income tax in Texas, so you will be able to keep more of that money as well.
Okay. I like what I hear there, but why should I believe that y'all are a contender? It sounds pretty good individually. Got some guys around me, can maybe make some plays on the defense, but why in the heck am I supposed to believe that the Houston Texans are a contender where I can get the ring that everybody covets as an NFL football player?
Because you're going to help us keep a championship defense, which people have considered us to have a championship defense by and large over the recent years. But now we've got Deshaun Watson. Have you seen number four? Offensive side? Because with him and you being able to help him get more reps, more possessions offensively, we consider ourselves a contender.
Okay. Consider. Not a bad pitch. Mm-hmm. Not a bad pitch. John Lopez, that's his pitch for Gerald McCoy to join the Houston Texans. Texans have an opportunity, just like every other team, to go after him. Right now, it looks like Patriots, Browns, Colts, Cowboys, those are the teams that we keep hearing. It'll be interesting to see where he ends up and if the Texans are even interested at all.
I don't know why the Texans would not be interested. The team that worries me the most is the Indianapolis Colts. When you look at their salary, look, I get it, and John McClain just said, they don't spend the money. Well, they have to spend the money at some point, right? They have $136 million in cap space. The second most in the NFL is just 41. They have $95 million more in cap space than any other team in the NFL. And what he can do for that defense, which is where they're trying to bolster, is going to be incredible. And you know the ceiling, because the Bucs wouldn't trade him, wouldn't pay him the $13 million and couldn't trade him with his $13 million salary for 2019. So at the most you're going to pay is 11 or 12 for 1 year. Or whatever, make it a longer contract. But what I'm saying is, you're not going to pay him more than $13 million. No way, because they couldn't trade him for that.
And, I mean, it's just such a similar situation to what Ndamukong Suh was in last year. And mm-hmm. they were in the same draft class. Suh was selected number 2 overall and McCoy number 3 overall. It's an identical situation. Same age, same fit the majority of their career in a 4-3 scheme, same potential change to a 3-4.
Yep,
a base 3-4 with the Texans, like Sue did with the Rams last year. And I know McClain said that Wade Phillips' Rams defense is different than Romeo Crennel's Texans defense, but the Texans were actually running quite a lot of nickel and dime last year, and they were running a lot of 4-3. Mm-hmm. And I talked to John Harris this morning. I gave him a call just to see how this would fit schematically. And we could see the Texans running even more 4-3 next year, especially if Dylan Cole's healthy, because he's just a perfect fit there, where you have Dylan Cole, you have Zach Cunningham, and you have Bernardrick McKinney. You could run the 4-3 where you had Watt, Clowney, McCoy, DJ Reader, or whoever else you wanted to mix in there. And it just seems like, you know, if this Texans team is going to get after the quarterback, they had 43 sacks last year, and 25 of those came from two guys, J.D. Clowney and J.J. Watt. Brian Gaine himself has said that they need to get more inside pass rushing, and if you need to do that, you haven't done that so far this offseason, so this just seems like a perfect opportunity to do so, and I just think that you haven't spent your money. We're both more concerned about the defense than the offense. The defense has, to me, bigger issues than the offense does, just given what we saw last year and what we see this year.
Well, and the unknown of the secondary, and obviously the inside tackles have had some moments, of course. But just think about what he could do, what he could do instead of Brandon Dunn, which, you know, okay, Brandon Dunn or DJ Reader, across from DJ Reader, or whatever it is, you know, when they go 4-3, as you just mentioned, you know, the options that he could bring them. I'm worried about Indianapolis. I think the Browns are going to be a player, and certainly the Los Angeles Chargers.
And last year, you know, we talk about the offense. The offense was 12th in scoring, 15th in yards. 11 of their 15 opponents were top 15 in scoring defense. Mm-hmm. So they played some good defenses. Could I interest you in some stats that show you why they do need to improve on defense? So last year in 2018, only three of the Texans' opponents, three out of 16 opponents, were in the top 15 in points scored per game offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Three of their 16 opponents, John Lopez, in the top 15. Let that sit for a second. Three of 16 in the top half of the league in points per game. You know, next season,
oh boy,
it's a little bit tougher.
I think so.
Could I interest you in this stat? Are you sure you want this stat? 10 of their 16 opponents are in the top 15 scoring offense. 10 of their 16 are in the top 15. Seven of them are in the top 10 last year.
That's
it's going to get a lot more difficult for this Texans defense with the offense.
Just
they're
points
facing.
Alone.
Just points per game alone.
Yeah.
It's going to get a lot. It's going to get a lot more difficult. You have eight more opponents in the top half of the NFL in offense. You have to improve this defense. You absolutely have to. And the one thing that we saw the Texans struggle to do last year was they struggled to get after the quarterback. And when you have cornerbacks that you don't know, there's a lot of uncertainty about. It's not a favorable situation to not be able to get after the quarterback.
Well, what makes those cornerbacks and safeties better? It's those guys up front. You know, why is Jonathan Joseph and Kareem Jackson, as much as we've complimented what they did last year, and Tyrann Mathieu for that matter, you know, why were they able to get to have good seasons? Because guys like Watt and Clowney were getting at the quarterback. They were bringing the pressure. So you bolster that, and your secondary gets better. And secondary, which you're not exactly sure, you know, what you're going to get with these guys. They haven't even played together. Today is the first time this Texans secondary is going to play together ever. I'm talking about with Joseph, Gibson, Reed, Colvin, and Bradley Roby. This is the first time today they played together. You've got some guys up front, and if you add, you know, another pass rushing threat up front, makes those guys the transition a lot easier.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier, and it's something you need to do, because as this defense is sitting right now, there are some good playmakers there. There you got some very, very good players in Jadeveon Clowney, J.J. Watt. You got Bernardrick McKinney coming off a Pro Bowl year, but you need to get after the passer.
You think it's going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen, and that kind of troubles me, because I think this is something that someone that's creative has to number one, I think two things have to happen for Gerald McCoy to come here. Number one, Brian Gaine has to want him. And number two, they have to convince Gerald McCoy that he can fit into their scheme and that they are a team that is a contender. And I just don't know if both of those things are going to happen. I don't know if they're willing to do that, but I think it's something that needs to happen, especially if I'm to believe John Harris. And why the hell would I not believe John Harris about X's and O's, that we could see even more 4-3 fronts next year? You just don't have guys in the middle of that 4-3 that can get upfield and rush the passer. And when you have guys like Clowney and you have guys like J.J. Watt coming from the outside, the quarterback can just simply step up, and he has good guys who stop the run. I'll give D.J. Reader and Blackson the credit for stopping the run, but when it comes to rushing the passer, they can't do it, and the quarterback can just step up, and he can have all day to throw against these cornerbacks that we don't know much about.
It's
a dangerous thing, and I just don't know if Brian Gaines going to do this and if he's going to go all in on it, but I 100% think he should.
And make no mistake about it, it's not like he's only a pass rushing tackle. I mean, Bernardrick McKinney and the inside linebacker is going to love having Gerald McCoy in the middle, just because you're also not very rarely, depending on the running play, of course, going to be double teamed on run plays, and he's going to be able to hold two gaps and free up the linebackers.
And he's a great leader too. This mm-hmm. is a guy. I compare it to the Ndamukong Suh situation, just because you know they were both in the same draft class, they're in the same age, and they've played in the same defense their entire careers and would be switching to a different scheme. That's where the comparisons end with Ndamukong Suh, outside of the Pro Bowls. And Gerald McCoy has one more. This guy's a great teammate. You talk about the right kind of guy. Gerald McCoy is the kind of guy that you want in your locker room. He's a guy that you want in your community. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that you want around
Absolutely.
Clowney. He's a guy that you want around Watt. He's the guy that you want around Charles Aminu, who you just drafted. He's a guy that you want around Angelo Blackson to learn from. This is a guy that you want. It not only makes sense on the field, but it makes sense with all the stuff that we think the Texans value.
I'm glad you said that, because when we were here talking about, well, what about Le'Veon Bell? Not going to happen. What about Antonio Brown? Not going to happen. What about, you know, all these players with even the slightest character, you know, a scar?
Not going to happen.
If you will. We were hearing that from John McClain, because those are not the Texans guys. This guy, McCoy is a Texans guy. The only reason you would not, you know, try to get him is if you think he's going to be priced out, which I don't think he's going to be priced out from anyone.
No, not with your $41 million and if it is a one-year
only
deal.
One team in the NFL has more money than you to spend at this point, and that would be the Indianapolis Colts, which, by the way, I'd rather have him than the Colts have him.
I mean, he's from Oklahoma. You also have that advantage if you're talking about all these other squads that are being linked to. Outside of Dallas,
right.
It's the closest to his hometown. He's an Oklahoma guy.
Yeah, and then the other reason would be if you think that he's just, you know, you're gonna ride or die with your young guys in the middle, and he's not the player that he once was. All evidence to the contrary, because he's been a legitimate player.
He had six sacks last year.
Yeah, he's not being let go because of production value in Tampa. He's being let go because of what I was mentioning with John earlier. A lot of these veterans, even good veterans like him, are just falling victim to the collective bargaining agreement, and veteran guys are just not getting paid like they should.
Just make it happen, Brian Gain. Make it happen. Gerald McCoy would fit into this Texans team every way you would want him to. So go ahead and make the call. Let's get a six-time Pro Bowler added to this 2019 Texans defense, which, by the way, is about to hit the practice field right across the way there at NRG. We're going to take you live to that practice field at 12:20. We're also going to get an update from Sean Pendergast at 1:40, and we're also going to hear from Bill O'Brien at 1. So keep it locked. Football season is beginning right here on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, time to play the hits. The Astros might have a solid third starter. Brad Peacock back in the windup again, doing what he does, and Jose Altuve could be back sooner rather than later. The hits next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.